Hello and welcome. This is our third part of our three-part series on meal planning and prep, how to get healthy meals on the table on a more consistent basis with less hassle. I am your host. I'm Monica Metz. I am a certified health coach, and I also have a certificate in plant-based nutrition from the T. Colin Campbell Center for Nutrition Studies and E. Cornell. And I'm just super passionate about helping people get more veggies onto their plate so they can feel better, so they can feel amazing, so they can show up for the way that they want to show up in the world and feel great in their bodies. So welcome today. If you have any comments or questions, just leave that in the comment box and I'll try to get to it. And today is really just a recap of the first two series or two parts of the series. We talked about the meal plan, which a lot of people have, you know, but to me, that's kind of a wish list because you need the meal prep plan, which is your execution plan. And then when you sync those two together, you get magic. You get meals on the table more consistently because the meal plan is really just a wish list. It's what you intend to do for the week ahead. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. You haven't thought about how you're going to execute it. You haven't thought about, you know, all the moving parts that need to happen. That's what the meal prep plan is. So if you missed the first two parts of this series, you can find the recordings here on my Facebook page, or you can find them on my blog at monicametz.com/blog. So also, I wanted to remind you that I have this handy dandy little freebie for you. This is the Plant Powered Starter Kit. It's really going to help you with that meal prep plan. I have some great examples of what you might be doing on your meal prep day, which I recommend that would be Sunday or whatever day you have off. But when you do get to that stage, you will find, let me flip through here. You're going to find a couple pages you'll be particularly interested in, which are batch it out. And because batch processing is a big part of this system. And then you have this meal prep checklist of things, whoops, of things you might be doing with your time. So rinsing and spinning your salad greens, chopping vegetables, chopping onions, chopping carrots, what else? Making a batch of brown rice, making a batch of beans, you know, that sort of thing. We covered that in class two. So be sure to go ahead and pick up your freebie. Totally free. It's a PDF. It's downloadable. You could print it. I don't think it's too many pages long. I think it's like 10 pages or so. So it's not going to like make you run out of ink right away. So anyway, go to monicametz.com/starter kit. And then you will have everything you need to get started on your meal prep for the weekend. Okay, so let's talk about the first class. We talked about why is dinner so hard. The inspiration for this comes from a lot of comments and DMs I get from people on Instagram who just say, like, you know, I really want to eat healthy, but I don't know how to get there. And, you know, a friend of mine DM'd me and she said at the end of the day, you know, she said, I have two small kids. I'm trying to help homeschool them because our digital learning. She's going back to school herself. She's getting her bachelor's degree. And she said, you know, after I'm schooling and I'm being mom and I'm studying myself, and then also she's like, you know, I get a breakfast on the lunch, or breakfast on the table, I get lunch on the table. She says, by the time dinner rolls around, I have zero Fs to give. And so when she sent me that message, I thought, okay, like I hear this from people all the time. I really need to come up with something to help people. So that was the inspiration behind this three-part series on meal planning and prep system, that it's tried and true. I've been working on this for years. I continue every weekend. I continue to try to like up my game. How can I make this more efficient? How can I, you know, what can I prep so that when the busy weeknights come and it's dinner time, it's not like a giant chore for me and I can get dinner on the table much more quickly than if I just started from scratch. Because here's the deal. Dinner is hard because we underestimate the kind of project we're up against. It is either like a five-step project, 10, 20, really depends on what you're making. But if you really think about what it's going to take to, let's say you're going to make a chili or something like that, you know, like there's a fair amount of ingredients involved. So first you've got to chop your onions, you've got to mince your garlic, you've got to chop up any other vegetables you're using. If you're using my veggie pack chili, which the recipe is on my website at monicametz.com, but you know, you have to chop some stuff. And then let's say you got to get your spices organized and you got to get that all together. You've got to open up some cans of tomatoes and get the tomato paste out. And what else? Your beans. You have to have some beans at the ready. Like either they're canned or you made them over the weekend. But you see where I'm going with this. If you wait until Tuesday night to do all this, at the end of a long day when you've been working, you've been homeschooling, you've been running around, whatever you've been doing, and also it's just stressful right now. 2020 is a stressful year. At the end of all that, and then you're trying to put dinner together, you're just not gonna wanna do it. It's gonna be way easier for you to order takeout or to have cereal or to just warm up some mac and cheese. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you're not gonna wanna do it because you're tired at that point and you're thinking, all I wanna do is relax. And so dinner becomes this obstacle, this obligation, and we start to view it with resentment. And we think, oh my God, dinner. If dinner, you know, didn't need to happen, I could just be cruising right to my relaxing time right now. So it's not really dinner's fault. You know what I mean? We just need to take some of those steps from that busy weeknight and shift them over to the weekend when we have more time, we have more energy. Hopefully we have some people around to help us, like our kids, like our partners, like other people in our family and our household. Then when those steps have been kind of shifted over to the weekend, then when it comes time to make those that chili, let's say you've already chopped your onions, you've already chopped the vegetables you're going to be using, you have the beans on hand, maybe you're doing something crazy like adding some rice in there to make it a little bit more substantial, that rice was cooked on the weekend. So that chili is going to take much less time to prepare. The cooking time would still be the same. You know, you still have to simmer it for whatever, 20, 30 minutes. However, like all that prep, you know, the part that people just really don't like about cooking, that part will be taken care of. And so that will help you because you won't need to expend your energy on that kind of stuff on a busy weeknight. So that's why dinner becomes much easier to make when you've prepped some of that stuff on the weekend, you've done some of that heavy lifting on the weekend. And then when it's the week, you kind of have that creative time. Like that's the fun part of cooking, in my opinion. I find that most people, like if I'm talking to someone and they say, oh, I'm not a good cook, I don't like cooking. And then we really start talking about it. We find out that, well, you know, nobody really loves the prep. That's why, like if you work in a kitchen, in a restaurant, you know, you don't get to go be chef right away. You have to start out at the bottom. You have to be peeling carrots. You have to be chopping onions. Well, really, even before that, you know, maybe you're dishwashing or you're, you know, doing some other side work, like you're washing things, washing the produce, getting it ready. You know, then you get to move your way up and then you start to get to do the more interesting things, like work on the line or eventually become the chef. But the, you know, all that chopping and stuff, you know, nobody really loves it. I suppose we can make it more enjoyable for ourselves, for sure. If we're listening to a podcast, you could be listening to the other two parts of this class. I offer it on audio on my website at monicametz.com/blog. You could be listening to those classes, and free, by the way. You could be listening to those classes while you're chopping, and you could be learning stuff while you're chopping. That's how I like to do it, because, you know, otherwise, like if you're just sitting there chopping stuff, you're not listening to anything interesting or listening to some music, yeah, it can be a little mundane. But if you can kind of set it up so that it's more enjoyable for you, then you'll do it more consistently. Okay, so let's recap. So why is dinner so hard? It's a 5 to 20 step project. We underestimate it. We don't know what we're up against. And then also what I find the biggest mistakes people make when it comes to making dinner is they don't have a meal plan and they don't have a meal prep plan. So the meal plan, like I mentioned before, that's like the wish list. That's when you're thinking like, okay, Sunday I'm going to make chili. Monday, it's going to be some sort of a meatless Monday thing. Tuesday is going to be Taco Tuesday. Wednesday is going to be pasta night. Thursday is going to be baked potato night. Friday, we're going to make our own pizzas. Saturday night, we'll get takeout. So that would be like a typical meal plan. Now, you can make it easier for yourself by using theme nights, which I talked about in the first class. And that's where you assign, like I just kind of rolled out, you assign a certain theme for each day of the week. And the recipes don't always have to be the same. But if, for example, Taco Tuesday, if you know you're always going to have tacos on Tuesday night, you can have your, you know, normal recipe that you use all the time. But then you could be kind of looking around for different variations on recipes for the other nights of that month. So maybe week one, you have your regular taco recipe, whatever that looks like. Second week, maybe you branch out and you do, I don't know, like a black bean roasted vegetable kind of situation taco night. Then maybe the third week, you go back to your regular one or you do something else. You see what I'm saying? But when you have that framework, part of your brain relaxes because it's like, okay, I get it. Like, I know what I'm dealing with. It's going to be Taco Tuesday. I can do that. But then, you know, you can still, like, the brain can relax. It knows what it's supposed to be doing. It can operate within that framework. And so your brain is just freed up a little bit more to consider other recipes. Otherwise, like, if you're just sitting there and you're looking at a grid of, like, 30 days or even the week ahead, and you're just trying to figure it out from scratch, like, oh, what can I, you know, how can I fill up all these days? It can be kind of overwhelming for a lot of people, especially if they've never meal planned before. So that's why I think theme nights can really be helpful, because it just gives you a framework. It kind of cuts down on the overwhelm, you know, of the endless possibilities. You're just narrowing it down to one little prompt, say, and that's Taco Tuesday. So then you're like, okay, well, Taco Tuesday, I can wrap my brain around that. So that's why theme nights are so helpful. Okay, so, I wanted to talk about the whole reason, so the meal planning and prep system, it can work for everybody. So, you know, the people that I work with mostly one-on-one or in my group membership program, which is called More Veggies, Less Meat, what I find is that, you know, a lot of people are trying to lose weight. So this is essential for people who are trying to lose weight, because if you're not organized, you know, you're just going to be winging it. There's going to be takeout involved. There's going to be some kind of janky meals that you're putting together that you're not proud of later or that you regret later. So if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to maintain weight, or if you're trying to gain weight, or if you're an athlete, if you're bodybuilding, bodybuilders especially, they know that meal prep is essential. And so even if you just Googled like bodybuilding meal prep, there's a whole subculture of people who are bodybuilding and they love to show off their meal preps. Like they open up their fridge and they have all these containers of the stuff that they cooked on Sunday. Like usually it's ready-made meals because they're just working out all the time during the week. And so they can just grab their container of whatever it is, like the sweet potatoes and the meat or, you know, whatever they're eating, unless they're plant-based and they're eating some other things. But so if you're trying to lose weight, maintain weight, if you're an athlete, if you're a really busy person, if you don't have a lot of time to cook, if you are working with picky eaters in your family, if there are some people who like to eat a certain way and there are others who want to eat a different way, and you end up cooking multiple meals per night, that's not the best. And so for you anyway, as the primary home cook. And so the more you can get organized, that can help you so that you're not cooking two meals at night. So you see, it's really, really important to get organized. It just is gonna make your life so much easier. I just know it. I've seen it work with my students and my membership program. And I just know, like, when people do the meal prep on the weekend, they're sailing through that week. They're cooking way more than they even thought they could. But then if they don't, they're just behind the eight ball all week long. So this system is really vital for a variety of reasons. It really works for everybody. So step one was the meal plan itself. And so I teach things a little bit differently. And so it's really more than just sitting down and deciding, you know, Monday's going to be Meatless Monday, Tuesday's Taco Tuesday, and so forth. What I recommend is that you look at your inventory first. So you go to your refrigerator, you go to your freezer, you go to your pantry, you go into that bin where the onions are and the potatoes, and you just take stock and you see, are there any onions that are starting to sprout? What are the potatoes looking like? What is in my refrigerator that needs to be used very soon? So open up the produce drawers, see what's in there. Go to your freezer. There's a lot of stuff that might start to develop freezer burn at this point, especially if you stocked up in the beginning of the pandemic. So maybe that's a good time to use those frozen vegetables for a soup in the Instant Pot. That's what I'm doing. I love to do that. So if you take inventory first, you look at your upcoming schedule second. So then you'll understand, hey, there are a couple nights where I actually don't have to make dinner because we're going to be, I don't know, doing something else. Or you might decide that, hey, there are a couple nights where, you know, one of my family members isn't going to be home, or you can kind of just plan accordingly with a meal that could be like reheated easily. Or you might just look at your schedule and say, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a batch of soup or chili or something like that on Sunday. We will have that Sunday night. Monday night, we'll do something different. Tuesday night, we'll come back to those leftovers because they'll feel like new because we waited a couple days. So that's what I mean by looking at your schedule. So there's inventory, there's schedule, think about your theme nights, and then use that, all those kind of factors to make up your meal plan. So that's step one. Step number two is the meal prep plan. And so this is the execution plan. These are the tactics that you're going to use to actually make that meal plan happen. And so that's why I'm saying, like, often, like, hey, make time and space for this on the weekend, because that's when you have the time and that's when you have the energy and that's when you likely have some people around who can help you with that work. Because I think if you're the primary home cook and you're taking the time and the energy and the just brain power to like think about all this and get some meals on the table, then I feel like it's only fair that the rest of the people in the household help you with that. They can help with the meal prep on the weekends. They could be chopping, they could be putting, you know, your prepped ingredients into Tupperware containers and putting those into the fridge. They can be washing those prep dishes, drying those prep dishes, or doing other chores that you are not having time to do because you're in the kitchen. So maybe somebody else is vacuuming or dusting or taking out the garbage or things like that. So really talking to our family and saying, hey, getting healthy meals on the table has been a little bit of a challenge for us. I have a new system that I want to try, so it would be great if we could all be on board and do this so that we can all be eating healthy and living long, healthy, and happy lives, ultimately, right? Because if we're cooking for our families, of course, we all want to live as long as we possibly can, and we want to have the highest quality of life in the years that we have. So I think it's only fair, right? It's only fair if you put it that way to your family to say, yes, I'm on board. I would love to help you with that. So that is the meal prep plan. Following the meal prep plan looks a little bit different for everybody. But like I've said, some ideas that I have are looking at your meal plan, looking at the ingredients for those dishes, and then just trying to isolate any of those ingredients that could actually be prepped ahead. And so some common things for me that come to mind are brown rice or quinoa or millet or whatever grains you like, wild rice, making a double batch of those grains on the weekend, getting your beans ready. So you're either cooking those from scratch. I like to make mine in the Instant Pot. This sounds weird, but it actually really works for people, is that if you're going to use beans during the week, then open up those cans of beans, put them into a larger container, put that in the refrigerator, and so it's good to go. Because I know, like, it only takes a couple minutes to open up a can of beans and whatever, but for some reason, it's just like this mental barrier. And so if you open up the refrigerator and all you see is rice, you're kind of like, what am I going to do with that rice? But if you open up the refrigerator and you see the rice sitting next to the beans, you're like, oh yeah, I didn't have a meal planned, but I can always put together a rice and bean bowl like that. Throw in some avocado, some hot sauce, some roasted veggies, some greens, whatever. But you would have an instant meal very quickly. And so that's why I like to do that. Also because opening the can of beans, let's say that takes you 2 minutes to do that. It's not that much time, but it's a mental barrier. And so when you're really tired at the end of the day, you're making dinner, and you sometimes even the thought of opening up cans of beans and draining the beans in a colander and getting that colander dirty and having to wash it, I don't know, it's just a mental barrier. Sometimes people, that's just enough to send them over the edge and say, like, Postmates. So we're trying to remove those barriers. So you would just look at the ingredients from your meal plan that can be prepped ahead and try to do some of those on the weekend so that you don't have to do that during the week. That will cut down your weeknight meal prep down dramatically. Like I said, the rice and the beans, you could have a bowl on the table in 5 minutes. Versus if you tried to do that from scratch on a Tuesday night, the brown rice would take for me like an hour, hour and a half in the rice cooker. The beans would take, more than an hour in the Instant Pot. And at that point, gosh, you're eating at 8 or 8:30, which nobody wants to do that. Not great for us. So anyway, that is the idea. You might be rinsing and spinning your salad greens. That's what I love to do on the weekend. Or I don't love to do it. Let me clarify. I love having those prepped greens in my refrigerator all week long. So I definitely take care of my salad greens on the weekend. You might, this is a great little job for a kiddo. You might have that head of cauliflower or broccoli, and you might teach them how to separate that into florets. That's a great thing to have on hand. Chopping onions, chopping carrots, getting my red bell peppers ready for my salads and my stir fries, all that stuff. When that is in your refrigerator and you open up your fridge and it looks like a salad bar, your meals will just come together so quickly and with, more importantly, with just less decision fatigue and less kind of brain power required, which you just don't have. You have unlimited amounts at the end of the day. So it's just so great when you can open it all up and you open up your fridge and you say, oh, thank goodness, I prepped on the weekend. I have so many possibilities and I'm feeling great. That's what I want for you. That's what I want this system to do for you. Okay, so we talked about, oh, the pro tip would be making a salad dressing or a yummy sauce. I have many of these recipes on my website at monicametz.com. I would highly recommend doing just an easy vinaigrette for your salads. An acid like apple cider vinegar or lemon juice, plus a little bit of Dijon mustard to, emulsify things, maybe a little bit of sweet, like a little bit of maple syrup, and then a little bit of olive oil. And just shaking that up, salt and pepper. That's like a really super easy vinaigrette. But I have some other recipes for sauces and dressings and especially my vegan nacho cheese sauce, very popular. I suggest you check it out. Really great for rice bowls and things like that. So, having a sauce made or a dressing made ahead of time is amazing. It's a game changer. Salads can get on the table much more quickly, much more easily, with less kind of brain power. And it's really great if you can have a side salad or, more than a side salad for your family every night. It's a great way to train your kids and your family to just start eating vegetables on a daily basis. And, salad's a pretty easy thing to work with people on. I make a really pretty, like a sweet tahini dressing, maple tahini dressing. It's on my website. That's kind of our house dressing because my son loves it. And if I put that dressing on really any green, he kind of doesn't pay attention because he just loves that dressing so much. And then finally, you might make like a big batch of soup, like a double batch, and then you could have half of that on Sunday night, and then you could freeze half of it for a night when you're just too tired to cook or even think about cooking. You'll reheat it, and you'll have this beautiful slow-cooked flavor food to enjoy. So that would be if you had time after all the chopping and the rinsing and all that, you would make a double batch of soup. And then you would just be set up. There is nothing like opening up your freezer and seeing like two or three different soups or options that you could defrost. It's good home-cooked food. That is really just a lifesaver on those busy nights when you just cannot be troubled to even think about cooking. Okay, so one last tip. If I was going to walk you through how this works. So let's say you made some black beans on the weekend in the Instant Pot. There's a recipe for it on my website, monicametz.com. Or I did a fun little like Instagram reel. If you follow me on Instagram, I did like a little reel and it's on my page at Mospo. That's my Instagram handle. But anyway, so if we're talking about black beans, think about ways you can repurpose those ingredients throughout the week to make less work for yourself. So when I make a big batch of beans, black beans, Rancho Gordo midnight beans are my favorite. So I have that batch of beans, right? So the first time I use those beans, I might use them, let's say a bean and rice bowl, really common in our household. I might mix those black beans with some corn and some other chopped veggies and like throw that into a rice bowl with some avocado, hot sauce, things like that. So that's meal one. Meal two, let's say I'm having a salad for lunch the next day and I need a little bit of protein, I might throw some black beans into that salad. Or maybe even some black beans and corn into that salad. Day three, I might still have a lot of beans left over. And so I might think to myself, you know what, I should really make a soup. So I'm going to do like a Cuban black bean soup, and I'm going to serve that over some rice. So you can see like how you can repurpose those ingredients throughout the week. Another example would be quinoa. You might make a batch on the weekend, a big batch. And so the first meal, you might make a Buddha bowl, which the recipe for that's on my website as well. And so that's like a base of quinoa, some roasted vegetables, some spiced chickpeas, and then a really yummy tahini sauce. And actually, the recipe that I have on my website for this is this buffalo tahini sauce that's really, really great. So that would be the first meal, would be the Buddha bowl. The second time I use the quinoa, I might just throw a scoop into my salad. I'd love to do that with some baby greens, some quinoa, maybe some dried cranberries, a nice vinaigrette, something like that. Maybe I have some leftover roasted squash. That would be delicious. So that would be the salad. And then here's a trick. The third way you might use that quinoa is to make something sweet. And so on my website, I have a recipe for overnight quinoa cups. So it's like overnight oats, if you have ever made those in a mason jar, you can do that with quinoa. And so it's just kind of a different experience. If you're kind of burned out on those oats, you're going to get some fiber, you're going to get some protein, and just a different kind of texture and consistency. So you could either do that, or you could warm up that leftover quinoa in a small pot with some plant-based milk, a little bit of maple syrup, some cinnamon, some nutmeg, the spices that you like, you know, maybe some pumpkin spice. Stir it up, and then you have like a breakfast porridge that you can have with some dried cranberries and some walnuts. So very versatile ingredient, quinoa. But so you see what I've done. We made that quinoa on the weekend, and it lasted all week in a variety of flavors, and we don't get burned out on it because they're very different flavors. So that's just another way you can really make your kitchen time more efficient. And then you're just so much more efficient. You're spending less time on cooking, and you're also exploring new flavors or, you know, preparations, because you're like, how else can I use that quinoa? You know, I always use it as a side for this. But when you start exploring, looking for recipes, trying some new things, that's kind of exciting for the palate. But you haven't created more work for yourself, really, because that base of quinoa was made on the weekend. Okay, so that's the system. Those are just some examples of how you might do that. But to recap, we have the meal plan, but we have our new and improved meal plan, right? Which is, we're going to look at our schedule, we're going to check out our inventory, use some of that stuff out of our freezer, definitely use the stuff in the produce bin that's going to go bad soon. Just look at all that stuff. Then we make our plan. So it's more strategic. Then we have our meal prep plan. So we have a plan in place for what we're going to do on the weekend. What steps out of the dinner time prep are we going to shift over to the weekend so that we can tackle that stuff when we have more time, energy, and people to help us? Then when it comes to the week, we'll be repurposing those ingredients to also help us cut down on meal prep time. And then we're just going to sail through that week. We're just going to sail through the week. Easily prepped meals. We're going to feel amazing. We're going to get dinner on the table more quickly, maybe even earlier, which ultimately is better for us. You know, we don't need to be eating these giant dinners right before we go to bed. It's really best if we can have a relatively light dinner 3 hours before we go to bed. Our body has had time to digest it. Then we can sleep better. So all this works. If you're busy, if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to maintain weight, if you're an athlete, if you're, you know, concerned about your performance and nutrition's effect on that, if you're busy, if you have picky eaters in your family, if you want to eat earlier, the meal planning and prep system will really, really be a big help for you. So that is the recap, our third part of this three-part series on the meal planning and prep system that I've worked on throughout the years, and I continue to improve every single weekend, honestly. I'm always trying to like up my game. But I hope it's been helpful, and I really hope you will take the time to download your free starter kit, the plant-powered starter kit, at monicametz.com/starter kit. And let me know what you think. So connect with me over on Instagram. I'm at mospo. Or leave a comment here on my page. Or once you sign up for my plant-powered starter kit, you'll get an email from me with that link for the download. Hit reply. Just let me know what you think. Let me know, like, hey, I looked at the recipes. By the way, there are links for many recipes in this starter kit. So just tell me what you think. Tell me what you thought about, like, the overnight oats or the easy green smoothie or any of those other recipes. I would love to hear from you. Okay, so that is our class for today. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you just watched this class randomly, I hope you will go back and listen to classes 1 and 2. They are both posted as separate blog posts over at my blog at monicametz.com/blog. I offer the video recap, as well as there's an audio file that you can listen to like a podcast. Okay, so thank you so much for being here. Thanks for checking out this video. And I hope you'll reply to one of my emails or connect with me on Instagram and let me know if this is helpful to you or if you have any questions. So take care, have fun with your meal planning and prep, and eat lots of veggies and let me know how it goes. Okay, take care.